Hello everyone, this is Stephen Clower, and we're back once again with another podcast on Mobile Speak 4. Something I've been receiving a lot of feedback on lately is, how on earth am I going to remember all of these new commands? This has come from Mobile Speak 2 users and from people who have never used Mobile Speak or, indeed, an accessible mobile phone ever. So I thought today we'd very quickly run through the types of help that are available to you. We've already covered one aspect of the new help system, and that was the touch test drive. If you haven't listened to the Basic Gestures and Navigation podcast that I recorded, you might want to do so as I demonstrate the touch test drive in that recording. The touch test drive's purpose is only to get you familiar with entering the different types of commands, i.e. swiping, tapping, double tapping, and so forth. It doesn't show you what the commands do. Given that limitation, there are two other ways you can learn how to use MobileSpeak 4. They are the Command Describer mode, which MobileSpeak 2 users will be familiar with, and there's a new mode for Contextual Command Help. So rather than explain exactly what these do, I'm going to go ahead and show you. First, I'm going to pick up my Palm Trio Pro, which is the device we're using for all of these demonstrations, and to activate Command Describer mode, we will tap Go To, that's the top left corner of the screen, and tap To, which is the top right. So tap top left, tap top right.
Go to Command Describer mode on. Press Command Modifier key again to exit this mode.
Okay, it said to press the Command Modifier key, which is the Enter key held down to exit. You can also enter the tap 1, tap 2 command again to exit. So now that I'm in this mode, I can hit whatever I want, and MobileSpeak will tell me what it will do without actually performing the command. So let's do tap 1 on the screen.
Go to.
And how about tap 3?
Right soft key command. Activates the right soft key if hardware keys for soft key functions are not available on their device.
Okay. Let's do tap 4 for speak.
Speak.
Oh, I don't know. How about long tap 4? What does that do?
Reading.
Reading. Okay. That gets us into reading mode. Okay, how about long tap 1? What will that do?
Start menu command. Opens the start menu wherever focus is.
Oh, well, how about that? I can enter the start menu with long tap 1. How about swipe left?
Left arrow moves the cursor to the previous character and reads it, closes a submenu, decreases the value in the horizontal slider control, ruins the current track in Windows Media Player by length of time relative to how long the key is pressed, selects a calculator function, and focuses on the previous item in a grid. On a smartphone, it moves focus left to another column of shortcuts in the start menu, or to the previous item in the list of recently used applications displayed at the top of the Today screen. It also exits the predictive text suggestions list and inserts the currently selected word. On a pocket PC, it closes a tree view level, selects a character in keyboard simulator, exits the suggestions list from the word completion feature without inserting any word, and focuses on the previous item on the toolbar, menu bar, taskbar, or the system tray.
Okay, well, now we know what the left swipe command does. And you can do the same thing for any of the swipe commands with the touchscreen or with the keyboard. So if your phone has a dedicated keyboard or a keypad, this is a good way to learn what those commands do. So I will go ahead and do tap 1, tap 2 to exit the Command Describer mode.
Go to Command Describer mode off.
The next item that we're going to cover is the Contextual Help option. Now, what does that mean? Essentially, you swipe up or down on the screen and hold your finger there for about half a second. And let's see what happens. I'm going to swipe down.
Command list, 10 items, go to.
Okay, I'm now in what's called a command list. I can now swipe up or down, and I will move between all of the possible commands. Notice the first item is go to. That's the first group. If I were to swipe down, we would get to
settings.
Settings.
Stop speech command.
So that would be tap 2 and then tap 3.
Speak.
Tap 4.
Start menu command.
Long tap 1, and I'm just listing what the commands are as I go because I have used them.
Close command.
Long tap 2. So when you're in this list, you can single tap anywhere on the screen, and MobileSpeak will tell you what the command does. You can double tap to activate it, and you can triple tap to exit the current mode. So let's go back up to go to. Now I can either swipe up a bunch of times and go one item at a time, or I can swipe left or right and move three items at a time. This is useful if the command list is rather long and you want to quickly find something. So I will swipe left.
Stop speech command.
Okay, let's go up a few.
Settings. Go to.
Go to. Okay, so let's double tap this to open it.
Go to.
Okay, now what do I do? Well, let's swipe and hold again.
Command list, 15 items, previous control.
Well, how about that? Now we're seeing all of the options in the go-to list. Okay, so now I can swipe
next
down.
Control, previous control
and
tab.
We're getting all of the items in the go-to list.
Toggle help mode command. Left soft key command. Right soft key command. Text capture command. Unrestricted review cursor command. Switch to application command.
Wonder what that does. Let's single tap to find out.
Switch to application command opens a list of running applications and minimized windows to switch to or unload from memory. This does not work if there is no program running in the background.
Okay. And did you hear that beep? That means that the go-to layout has been exited because we sat there and waited too long. But this is a very helpful method for not only learning what commands are available to you, but in case you forget how to do something and you know that it's possible, you don't have to go look up in a manual or listen to these podcasts to find out how to do it. So we will go ahead and triple tap to get out of all the help modes. And that will do it for this podcast. If you have any comments, you can reach me at steve@steve-audio.net. And of course, be sure to check out Code Factory's website for more information about the upcoming version of Mobile Speak 4 at www.codefactory.es. Thanks for listening.